This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, June 11th, brought to you by Watkins & Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Senate reconciliation proposal on the way. Senate ag members meet with RFK Jr. and dietary guidelines coming soon. Senate reconciliation proposal likely to include some SNAP state cost share. Senate Agriculture Committee Chair John Bozeman is expected to present the committee's plans of reconciliation to the rest of the conference today before finalizing the text for later this week. The details were still in flux yesterday, but Bozeman of Arkansas told AgriPulse that the plan will include some form of state cost share for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. He said some members do have concerns about the cost share component, and they are in the process of addressing those. Politico reported yesterday that the Senate plans to scale back the House proposal to shift more costs to the states. Currently, the federal government pays for all SNAP benefits and splits administrative costs 50-50 with the states. Under the House bill, states would be responsible for 75% of the administrative costs. They also would have to pitch in for SNAP benefits for the first time, with the cost share ranging from 6% to 25% depending on the state's SNAP error rates. Senator John Hovind of North Dakota said the Senate's proposal on this will be different from the House version, but declined to provide specifics. He said today's lunch will be the last big input session before the Agriculture Committee finalizes the text by the end of the week. Senate ag members meet with RFK on MAHA report. Members of the Senate Agriculture Committee met with Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. yesterday to discuss the recent Make America Healthy Again Commission report and encourage more agriculture industry input. Bozeman and Hovind were joined by Senators Roger Marshall of Kansas, Chuck Grassley of Iowa, and Cindy Hyde-Smith of Mississippi. Hovind said Kennedy appeared willing to have a more transparent consultation period ahead of the second report, which will include more concrete policy proposals. Hovind encouraged Kennedy and the administration to speak with school nutritionists before issuing restrictions on what should be included in school meals. Marshall said he shares the goal of the MAHA Commission to address chronic disease among children, but doesn't necessarily agree with everything included in the first report. I think we need a lot more input from agriculture right now and need to stay focused on the same goals, Marshall said. I think we need to take a step back and figure out what is the role of agriculture in MAHA. He suggested one way of doing this is focusing on improving soil health, which can lead to healthier, more nutrient-dense food. Take note, after the backlash from farm groups over the lack of input in the first MAHA report, the White House has begun holding meetings with industry leaders to discuss the findings. Those include the National Oilseed Processors Association and the International Fresh Produce Association, among others. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Rollins says dietary guidelines to be released in the next month or two. The new dietary guidelines are set to be released this summer, many months ahead of schedule, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins said at a press conference at USDA yesterday. And Kennedy reiterated that the guidelines will be digestible, just 4 or 5 pages. Rollins and Kennedy were joined by Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Indiana Governor Mike Braun, and Representative Jim Beard of Indiana as the Ag Secretary signed waivers allowing Arkansas, Utah, and Idaho to restrict SNAP purchases of soda. Kennedy hinted at his intent to expand state SNAP waivers to limit purchases of ultra-processed foods, but stopped short of specifying which foods could be included in future waivers. Lawsuit filed over ending support for Hunger Clearinghouse hotline. USDA is being sued for terminating the funding for the National Hunger Clearinghouse and toll-free hotline. Public Citizen Litigation Group filed the suit on behalf of Hunger Free America, which has held the contract for the clearinghouse since 2014. The group has, quote, helped hundreds of thousands of hungry Americans access food from both government programs and faith and community-based charities, that according to Joel Berg, CEO of Hunger Free America. Since ending the contract with HFA last month, USDA hasn't taken action to fulfill its legal obligation, Public Citizen said. The contract was for $250,000 per year. Deer loses decision in Illinois, has to face FTC lawsuit. A federal judge has declined John Deere's request for an early end to a lawsuit over the company's repair practices. U.S. District Judge Ian Johnson of Illinois' Northern District denied the company's bid to dismiss a complaint brought by the Federal Trade Commission after finding the federal regulators' arguments plausible. Deere made a similar request in a lawsuit brought by farmers last year, only to be denied. Study: 1,366% jump in regulatory costs for California grower since 2006. Regulatory costs for lettuce as share of production cost was 2% in 2006. Now they're approaching 13% for one California lettuce grower, more than 1,000% increase. Speaking at the AgriPulse Ag and Food Policy Summit in Sacramento, Cal Poly Agribusiness Professor Lynn Hamilton outlined a study tracking regulatory costs for a Salinas Valley lettuce farmer in 2006, 2017, and 2024. Since the first data collection nearly 20 years ago, growers have faced increased costs for Sustainable Groundwater Management Act implementation, ag burning elimination, and expanded water quality and pesticide regulations, to name a few. Agriculture needs to get more creative in figuring out how to cost share some of these regulatory burdens, because I'm not sure when the tipping point is or where, but I think it's coming, Hamilton said. Some non-ag products, like TVs and tires, passed regulatory costs along to consumers in the form of fees. She suggests ag should think about ways to share costs with the public. Here's today's final word. We've been, I'll say, grateful that the administration has had this kind of prioritization that has not included sweeps of ag workplaces and detainment and deportation of ag workers, and I hope that hasn't changed. That Western Growers Association President and CEO Dave Puglia, reporting at the AgriPulse Ag and Food Issues Summit West. Some farms in Ventura County, California, had reported immigration enforcement actions hours before he spoke. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, June 11th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.